Good morning. We have been exploring briefly the concept of the kingdom of God, that realm in which God rules and reigns as king. We have considered the Lord of the kingdom and the life of the kingdom. Today, we want to turn our attention to the language of the kingdom. Let's first of all consider the importance of language in a kingdom. Language is defined as a system of communication used by a particular country or community. Each community has its own system of communication, and so does the kingdom of God. The language of the kingdom of God is heavenly. It is not of this earth. 1 Corinthians 2 verses 12 and 13 says, "What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words." The language of the kingdom of God is therefore Spirit-taught and Spirit words. Jesus, in giving instructions to his disciples, told them not to worry about what to say when they are faced with opposition and persecution, for the Spirit will teach them what to say. Luke 12, 11 and 12. "Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say." It is instructive to note that the Holy Spirit, who indwells a believer and teaches the believer the language of heaven, speaks not of himself, but of Jesus Christ. John 16 verse 13, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." We have previously said that those who receive the Holy Spirit become witnesses, according to Acts 1:8. These witnesses are now members of the kingdom of God, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, taught by him the language of heaven, and thereafter fit to speak accordingly. There is much chatter and talk all around, but is it Spirit-driven? Is it bringing enlightenment to earth? Is it drawing earth closer to heaven? 1 John 1, verses 1 through 4. "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete." Note that John the Apostle is declaring three things in this text. Number one, what is proclaimed by the kingdom dweller is that which they have personally heard, seen, and touched or handled with their hands. Two, that which is proclaimed after the personal experience is none other than the word of life. The word of life, is Jesus Christ, the Word, according to the Gospel of John 1, verse 1. Thirdly, the purpose of this proclaiming of the Word, Jesus Christ, is so that fellow believers will have fellowship together and with God who rules the kingdom. A cursory look at the life of the apostles and their actions in the book of Acts will reveal how, under the control of the Holy Spirit, these men were transformed into men of power, filled with boldness to preach the word of God concerning Jesus Christ, crucified, buried, and raised by the Holy Spirit. Acts 4 verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. When one is under the rule of God in his kingdom, one experiences change in one's speech. We speak the language of heaven, which is a language of the Spirit, declaring the words of life, Jesus Christ. Next week, the love of the kingdom.